This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am here with Terry Fankhouse. And Terry is actually from one of my favorite states. You're from Colorado. So how long have you been there?
Actually, I'm originally from Kansas. I've been in Colorado for about 11 years, and it is a great state and great people.
So did a ranch take you to Colorado?
You know, I'm from a ranch. I'm from a multi-generational ranch. It's one of those situations that's big enough for the family that's there. And my dad had the foresight to tell me to go find something else to do. And I don't know, roads lead to Colorado.
Hey, I'm with you on that one. There's been a couple times I've been on a road in Colorado and almost didn't get off of it.
Yeah, Colorado will do that too, but you don't want to get off too far because usually it's a big drop.
Right. Well, Terry, it's been an exciting week here in Florida. You've had a lot of talk. Policy has been top of mind this week. From a business perspective for you personally, what policy issue have you been watching most closely?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think actually one of the very interesting things is Colorado's a public land state as well, so we graze a lot of federal lands. I was pleased this week that we kind of grouped up the Private Property and Environment and Federal Lands Committee to really talk about endangered species issues, property ownership, leasing, environmental challenges, and how they mix amongst land uses and production types. There was a few good policies in there, but I think it was more along the conversation about how we can bring our membership closer together and work across industry segments more effectively on those types of policies. So that I was excited to see that. That hasn't happened for quite some time.
So what regulation do you think might most impact your personal business?
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that, generally we can term as the environment. And whether it's air quality or water quality or dealing with endangered species, it's this societal consciousness that we are stewards of the land, but there's a higher level of accountability, it seems like, now more than ever. So the biggest challenges we're seeing are the current environmental regulations that are coming out of the administration that we believe are misguided. We think that agriculture is part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I know we have the data and the information and the talent to back that up.
So what do you think is your biggest challenge? Do you think your biggest challenge is going to be policy related? Do you think it'll be environmental related? Or quite honestly, do you think it's a sheer lack of understanding within the consumer population?
Well, I think you captured a lot of the things that it is. One additional would be that as an industry, we've got to be a lot more proactive in delivering our message and educating the general populace about what we do and how we do it. That being said, what we're faced with today that is probably the most surmountable, challenging to the industry, are those environmental challenges around water and air. Those are the biggest things that there's a lack of research on in many cases, specifically air, but we're regulating before we're studying, and we've got to get our hand on that and be able to move forward. And I'm pleased to see that this organization's leading that.
And then what are you most optimistic about for the next few years?
Yeah, and you've probably heard this very well. One of the larger challenges in the industry is multi-generational transfer, either the ability of moving the ranch forward or having young people that want to come back to the ranch. And while 40 years old isn't necessarily young, it is in rancher years. I'm one of those generations that's trying to decide what they want to do with the family ranch and how they become engaged. But I'm most optimistic about that, too, because I see this business evolving. I see a lot of young people being interested in it, and they want to come back and be part of the food supply chain. So that probably is the biggest exciting thing to me is to see that interest refreshed.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
My pleasure. Thank you.